It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The potential damage keeps growing from the loss of data belonging to tens of millions of veterans. The Veterans Administration disclosed last week that the records also cover more than 2 million active members of the armed forces. There is one key reason why this information could cause so much trouble. The data include millions of Social Security numbers. Despite years of security concerns, the SSN still works like a magic key that helps thieves establish credit in your name. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
How often have you been asked for your Social Security number in the past week?
Welcome to the Department of Veterans Affairs Education Customer Service Office.
The VA, at the center of one of this country's largest data breaches, still relies on it before you can inquire about benefits under the GI Bill.
Please enter your 9-digit Social Security number or your 8-digit claim number.
Government has tried to crack down on access to SSNs, which used to be displayed in some pretty visible places, according to Beth Givens of the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse.
Yeah, California led the way with a state law that prohibits the printing of Social Security numbers on, for example, insurance cards, and it also says that universities can't use it as a student ID.
Other states have passed similar laws. While those efforts plugged small leaks, big data spills at the VA and countless private companies ensure a steady flow of Social Security numbers. And thieves who get hold of those numbers know they have a powerful tool, because when companies that grant credit look at you, they see that 9-digit number, according to Aviva Leitan, an analyst with Gartner Research.
So if you're applying for credit, let's say at the Gap or some retailer that's offering you a 15% discount if you apply for a credit card, that data that you give that retailer goes against the credit bureaus, and their files are all keyed on Social Security number.
Credit bureaus have been urged to stop relying on these numbers since they're not secure and sometimes turn up in public documents, such as court filings. But the industry says the SSN is hard to avoid because it's about the only number that remains the same throughout a person's life. Maxine Sweet of Experian says if her company stopped using Social Security numbers, people would be less secure.
Then what would it take for someone to commit fraud? All they would have to have then is your name and address to open an account, which they could get from the phone book.
In fact, you can get a new Social Security number if you can show that thieves have used your old one to make your life miserable. You first must show that you've taken every other possible step, reported the theft to police, to the feds, to credit bureaus. But Mark Lassiter of the Social Security Administration says a new SSN can create new problems.
Because every place that has your Social Security number, you now have to go back and give them the new number, explain to them why you have a new Social Security number, you know, convince them that you yourself are not in any way trying to commit fraud.
That's one reason why, Lassiter says, only about 1,000 desperate people took that step over the past year. Compare that with the credit card companies, report your number lost or stolen, and they quickly send you a new one. SSNs are linked to so many parts of your life, to every job, to your income tax records, to bank accounts, they may as well be stamped on your forehead. But some say that permanence opens the number to abuse. Gartner's Aviva Leitan says that thieves know how Social Security numbers are put together.
Range of Social Security numbers belongs to a geographic location and years of birth, and the thieves all know those schemes. So sometimes they'll steal a Social Security number and create a new identity because they know the right date of birth and the right place of birth to attach to that.
Another reason why a number that helps provide a social safety net still causes problems when it comes to information security. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.